In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Father.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You will hear this phrase, Merry Christmas, many times, probably today and tomorrow. After this long preparation of four Sundays of Advent, today we are here in this large number to celebrate the Nativity of our Lord. We say Merry Christmas and we ask God that He can enter to our house, to our heart, to our life, to our families, like He enters to this manger when Mary gave birth to Him. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region, living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Because this will be extremely long homily, I would like everybody to be sitting. And I see that we still have two chairs, empty chairs, on this side. Your choice. I would like to start this Christmas Eve homily with a short story. The story is told by someone who had a friend who for Christmas sent his elderly parents a Christmas gift. It was a microwave. And of course, the parents, they were very excited. Not only because finally they could be a part of this instant generation, but also because, and especially because, the gift was from their son. When the man's dad unpacked the microwave and plugged it in, literally within seconds, the microwave transformed the two smiles into a frown. Even after reading the instruction, they had no idea how to operate this when they first sent the machine. 2 days later, the man's mom was playing cards with her friend, and she told her about the Christmas gift her son had sent them. But with great sadness in her heart, she confessed her inability to get that microwave even to boil the water. To get this darn thing to work, she exclaimed, "I really don't need better directions. I just needed my son to come along with the gift." Why I'm telling this story about microwave? Yeah, I understand that it's Christmas gift and we are in Christmas, but when God gave the gift of salvation to us, He didn't send the booklet of instruction how to behave, how to operate, how to receive this gift of salvation. He rather sent His only Son with the gift to teach us, to show us how to love, to show us how to live. Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Today, with great joy, with this Mass, we start the celebration of Christmas, the feast of God's unconditional love, the feast of God's self-gift to mankind. For Christmas is God's gift laid in human hands. The Christmas event, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ in a stable in the small village of Bethlehem of Judea, is one of the most important events that we have in our history, in the history of mankind. An event when God takes the human form in the person of Jesus and comes into the world to save us from sin and from death. The Christmas story was made with the theme of life. We are thinking about Jesus coming to this world to bring us light, the light of the world. Light surrounds the shepherds as the angel announced that in Bethlehem was born a king. When the angel said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all who are favored by God," the whole atmosphere is saturated with joy, the joy of the angels and the shepherds as they came to Bethlehem to find this newborn child, newborn king. Joy is the thing, it's the theme which goes right through Luke's gospel. Another cause for joy is the liberation. Liberation that Jesus brings. The first reading from all Christmas Masses, we have four of them. The Vigil Mass, the Evening Mass, the Midnight Mass, and the Morning Mass. The first reading is always from the book of the prophet Isaiah. It tells us of the restoration of Jerusalem from total destruction. One of the passages proclaims, "Your Savior has come, and you are made holy by this coming." Isaiah makes it clear that we are made holy by God and by His presence in our midst. He is the Emmanuel, the one sent by God. On the first Christmas night, infant Jesus, Mary, and Joseph were alone. But God sought out some people as their companions, some shepherds. Perhaps because as they were poor and humble, they would not dismay at finding the Messiah, the King, God, in a cave, wrapped in a swaddling clothes. Perhaps it is to the shepherds of that district that prophet Isaiah referred, those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, from them light has shone. Christmas is God's gift to us, an opportunity for a new beginning. It is not that we have found Him, but that we have allowed Him to find us and fill us with wonder and surprise and dignity. It is that the shepherds would not have set out without taking gifts for the baby. We know, or we can imagine what they brought. Probably the choices of lambs. Nor can we go empty-handed to Bethlehem. So let's go. Let us go to Bethlehem. But what we need to bring to Him, what we can bring, let us hasten today to Bethlehem with our best gifts. But what gifts? Some attractive and very expensive gifts? Or maybe better, we can give some gifts this Christmas that are beyond monetary value. Mending a quarrel, dismissing suspicion, telling someone I love you, giving something away, forgiving someone who has treated us wrong, turning away God with a soft answer, visiting someone, for example, in nursing home, who does not expect our visit, apologizing if we were wrong, being especially kind to someone with whom we work, giving us God gave to us in Christ, without obligation, without announcement or reservation or hypocrisy. Let us enjoy and celebrate our Christmas today, but let us also not forget what exactly we are celebrating, and that the message of Christmas It sent word beyond the proceedings. We must make this Christmas a reality in the present. In the present of every moment throughout the year, each and every day. I wish all of you, all visitors and our parishioners, that may your Christmas be merry, happy, holy, and may you know the dignity